Solving a major case in an hour was nothing out of the ordinary for me. I mean, when you get into your higher echelon of cow dogs, brains and breeding and dashing good looks are standard equipment. Your common unpapered ranch mutt might have one quality out of the three, but not all three at once. Where I solved the wild hog case in an hour's time, your ordinary mutt would spend a day and a half on it. Your sub-ordinary mutt, such as Drover, might take a month and a half to crack the case. Well, I had cracked the case and felt that warm glow of satisfaction that comes when a dog knows he's done his job. Yet the investigation had taken its toll, and I was ready to throw up a long line of Z's. I kicked Drover out of my bed, fluffed it up, and was in the process of turning around in a tight circle, looking for the perfect spot to land, when I heard the sound of a motor. I froze. My ears shot up. A snarl came to my lips. I looked to the left. I looked to the right. And then I saw it. A pickup was pulling into the gravel drive behind the house, and the gravel was popping under the weight of the tires. The intruder parked beside Sally Mae's car, which may have been a significant clue. On the other hand, it may have meant nothing. A guy doesn't know until... You get the idea. Get up, Drover. That pickup hasn't been cleared.
But Hank, do we have to run in the snow?
I gave him a withering glare. Unless you can fly, son, you'll have to run in the snow. Come on. With a look of agony stamped on his face, Drover ventured 1 foot into the snow. I streaked past him and headed up the hill to check the tires on that unidentified pickup. It turned out to be Slim's rig, so there was no real emergency. But just to be on the safe side, I re-stamped his right front tire. There's no sense in taking chances. High Loper and Sally Mae came out the back door. Loper had 2 suitcases in each hand and a playpen under his arm. Sally Mae carried the baby and several packages wrapped up in colorful paper and tied with ribbons. I sat down beside the gate and hung around to see what was going on. Drover had made it up the hill by that time. He stood shivering in the snow with his feet together. Loper appeared to be in a foul mood, and Slim started joshing him.